The biggest moments in the games.
Rodgers steps up, looks downfield, got a man in the end zone. The ball is picked off by Richard Sherman in the back of the end zone.
The biggest voices in sports.
At this point, as I sit here, you know, I think since Friday, I made it clear that my intention was to play, and my intention was to play for the New York Jets.
Okay.
And I haven't been holding anything up at this point. It's been compensation that the Packers are trying to get.
The heartbreak.
Signals being called. Here's the snap. High snap. Placement made. Kick end over end to the uprights. And it is good. The San Francisco 49ers advance.
The celebrations.
Rodgers back. Pass rush holds. He's going to throw a bomb down the field for Devontae Adams in a double coverage. It is intercepted by Richard Sherman, who will go down. And the 49ers are going to win the game and win the NFC Championship game and go to the Super Bowl.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
How about that open on a day where Aaron Rodgers finally ends the long national nightmare that only Bart saw coming, where he would eventually sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that's the news of the day.
Aaron Rodgers, I think a lot more people saw it coming. We were just, our voices were silenced by these NFL insiders that were mad that they didn't get this content as soon as they wanted. I really don't understand. We had Adam Schefter crying the morning of free agency, like whining that he hadn't signed already, saying, "How long does it take for you to figure out what's for breakfast?" Like, dude, figure it out. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. And by the way, this is the Bulletin Blitz. It is Thursday, June 5th, 2025. I did not feel right continuing the rest of this segment if I did not do my usual stick. So after Aaron Rodgers' news of the day, no audio there. I'm sure he'll speak next week when he'll talk about this is where he always wanted to be and blah, 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 and I don't care. Let's go back to last night. We had a game for the ages, possibly might be the precursor to a series of the ages in the Stanley Cup Finals. The Oilers are ahead in the Stanley Cup Final. The team drew first blood with a 4-3 overtime victory from Edmonton. Leon Draisaitl, he's your game-winning hero, scored on a power play with about 30 seconds left. He also tied an NHL record with his third overtime winner in the same postseason run. Here's Draisaitl saying the whole team helped him on his game-winning goal.
I'm the beneficiary, but the work is done way before that. It's four really good plays in a row, pairs with a great play to Dable, and then an amazing pass over. Then obviously I'm the beneficiary, but lots of great plays on that play.
Well, and it was a power play goal, and it came with 30 seconds left about at the end of the overtime period. And I'm not accusing Florida of, like, being lax, thinking we're going to go to another period, but it can happen sometimes is when you think, okay, let's kind of regroup and get it set. But it's a power play. You got to stop them, and they weren't able to do it. So good on Edmonton to get it done. They won game one, which is usually a good sign. Teams that have won game one of a best of seven Stanley Cup playoff series anytime in the playoffs, not just the actual cup, have a 68% chance then of winning the series. In these playoffs, the team that has won game one has gone 9-3. So if you're looking for stats, if you're looking for edges, if you're looking for numbers, better to be the winner of game one than the loser, of course.
And speaking of losers, let's go to head coach of the Florida Panthers, Paul Maurice. Even though his team lost, remember, they were up 3-1 earlier in this game. So Edmonton had to storm back in order to tie it in regulation, obviously, to win it in overtime. He says this has a potential to be a spectacular series.
It's potential just a spectacular seven-gamer right up and down the ice. It's still fast. There's not any casualness, and there's no BS in either team's game. The pucks go deep that are supposed to go deep. I mean, I think we had one all night we didn't like, maybe two all night that we didn't like our decision at the line. They didn't fool around with it either. It was honest. It was hard. It was fast. And it was tight. It was an overtime game.
Well, it's going to be still in Edmonton, obviously, as game one was. Game two is as well in these playoffs. Florida 8-2 on the road. So they got to play in a way that's going to disrupt not just Edmonton, but the Edmonton crowd. Play chaotic, draw penalties, whatever you can do to kill the enthusiasm in there. is going to be to their benefit because, as I mentioned, you win game one, you're more likely than not two out of three times, essentially, to win the series. So would like to get one before they come back the, 4,000-mile return trip down to Miami.
Yeah, that travel period is going to be brutal for both teams. I mean, ugh. Let's go to the Ryan Hickey hex. If you don't believe that it's real, where he mushes pretty much everything he touches, I want everyone to be reminded or informed if you don't already know that Ryan Hickey is an Indianapolis Colts fan. So, news today, other than Aaron Rodgers, very appropriate for Hickey's hex. Anthony Richardson, in the middle of a quarterback battle with Daniel Jones, he's aggravated the right shoulder joint he injured in 2023. He's going to be sidelined for pretty much the rest of OTAs. He's going to miss really an undetermined amount of time. Here's head coach Shane Steichen on Richardson's shoulder.
Last week in practice, Anthony sustained an injury in his throwing shoulder. Felt some pain in it. Doctors, trainers checked it out. He's got some aggravation in his AC joint. So we're going to set him out this week. Obviously, he'll sit out for mini camp. We'll see when he comes back. Not going to put a timetable for training camp on it. But when he does come back, we'll ease him into throwing. And then we'll go from there. The good thing is, he's not going to need a procedure right now.
Ryan Hickey, who you can hear on Writer Than You with Bill Ryder here on the Infinity Sports Network, reacted to the news saying, bring on the Arch Manning or Drew Allar era.
I'm sorry, you want to try that again?
Don't be a jerk. Drew Allar.
Oh, Drew, you know what? Drew Allar does sound better.
I knew I said it wrong as soon as I did. And then I thought to myself, should I correct it or should I just keep moving on because it's Drew Allar? And then you said, want to try that again, like I said, Brett Favre.
That is how you say Brett Favre.
I'm a little on edge right now. The Pacers.
No, you don't say.
They went on a 12-2 run.
6-point game.
When Miles Turner's banking threes. I tried to scream through the television to the Thunder to... You can't keep them around. Has nobody watched a Pacers game? Has nobody seen them do this? Time and time again. Ryan Hickey, for what it's worth, also tweeted Thunder in six.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I'm screwed. I said Thunder in four. Give me the Pacers in seven now. Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it, Hickey. All right, let's see if we can get one more in here. Let's go to everybody's fantasy darling, and I say that sarcastically because I've been waiting for this guy for 5 years. Ravens signed Rashad Bateman, wide receiver.
Sorry, I snapped at you.
No, you will be. Ravens signed wide receiver Rashad Bateman to a 3-year, $36 million deal. Words are hard. Who am I to correct you? But yeah, Bateman gets his bag. The only problem with Bateman is just the dude's never healthy. But, you know, here he is. He's talking about his extension timeline with the team.
You know, it was just two parties kind of met. We kind of been negotiating since the end of the season. And, you know, it was something that both parties wanted to do. And it just made sense for both of us, and we worked it out. So I'm happy to be here, blessed and fortunate. So keep chasing the Super Bowl.
Look, teams need number two receivers. And Rashad Bateman is a pretty good number two receiver.
Might be a three.
So let me look at his stats here. 46 catches, 515.
Cute.
The next year he was hurt.
Yep.
The next year it was 32 catches, 367.
Ugh.
And then last year, 45 catches, 756 with 9 touchdowns.
Yeah. $36 million is to get you that. Wow.
3-year deal, $12 million per.
You're lucky I didn't jump on that one.
Do you see why you need to be a running or a wide receiver and not a running back?
Seriously, that's Saquon money.
I mean, if you had 756 yards rushing, you get like a $3.5 million deal. You get that as a receiver, you get $20 million guaranteed and $37 million over the next three.